Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Georgie Jorgensen. And today's guest is Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're kind of finally getting to my favorite topic when it comes to Vector Wealth Management, and that is an invention of yours called Pension Track. What is Pension Track, Tom?
Well, Pension Track, maybe just a little bit of background, is that it started out as an application that we wrote for a kind of solving a specific issue that a client had. And what it has turned into is kind of that defining application for how we structure and manage and all of our clients' assets.
So is this like a software application?
Well, it is. We I hate to call it a program. Application is actually a good term, is that we've taken this application and use it to take all of the complexities of our clients' personal circumstances and situations and then visually present complex situations to them in a way that they can have an understanding and confidence around their financial lives that most have said they haven't experienced before.
Oh, okay. So in graphic kind of form, it shows them where they can manage their assets or...
Well, kind of, yes, but far too often in this business, what we end up is kind of a Monte Carlo analysis. And, you know, here's if you get the kind of, based on historicals, this was what your returns will be. And it really doesn't step back far enough to define the context of each of our personal circumstances. So what we try to do with the Pension Track is take the program aspects of it out and keep it an application that we literally customize for each one of our clients' situations, taking in all of the different parts of their life. If it's their business, real estate, and assets, all of the things, and then trying to present it in a visual fashion. I'm a visual learner, and I suppose that's why it turned into being a program or application that presents it visually for our clients.
And those the rest of us who are visual, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Sam, I've seen this in action. I'm sure there are other forms of it, but this is one that Tom created and built based on his experience. And if I've been in his conference room and seen him put this up on the screen. Mm-hmm. You know, as we age and go through life and we accumulate assets, whether it's 401ks or pensions or Social Security and all these pieces, a lot of people just can't visualize what's it going to look like at 55, what's it going to look like at 60, what's it going to look like at 65.
Okay.
And then when they go down and talk to Tom, you start asking them about all those pieces, and you plug all of those into this application, and then all of a sudden up on the board comes, it's kind of a wow moment, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, I think it comes from my experience with, I'm going to go back, not to my childhood, but to go back to the early days of Vector. And we had a client who had a 401k, and there were 450 employees in this, and they had asked us to take this plan on. And we went out, and in the first quarterly meetings, after meeting with about six people, including the president of the company, it was fairly clear that no one really understood what was going on in this plan or what it meant to them. And I thought, well, if you're really effectively going to do a plan and take on the responsibility you've accepted, you should be meeting with each client. Well, that's or each employee, and that simply was not possible, as it would be in a firm of 1,000. So ended up writing this logic process for an application called Mastery Point that turned into a company, and that we actually sold that to a firm out east. And the intent of Mastery Point was to be able to take standard inputs. You've got 200,000, you're saving 20,000 a year, you get a 12% or a 10% rate of return, 20 years, you'll have X amount of money. And so you could just imagine a bell curve, a smooth bell curve of assets growing and then assets being used in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Markets don't follow bell curves. They go up and down. And
they certainly do.
Yeah.
Right, right. As we've seen really dramatically in the last 10 years. And so what we did with the pension track is we said, look, markets operate in very time-specific cycles. So if a client is within 5 years of retirement, then we shouldn't be structuring the portfolios as if
they had 20 years.
As if they had 20 years, exactly.
Okay.
So we started to break their assets down into specific time frames or buckets, if you will, and saying, okay, for the first, if we're within one market cycle of when they need their assets, should we be taking the market risk away from those short-term assets and putting in something that had certainty of availability for an income stream once they start to retire?
Quick aside, what is a market cycle? I mean, what are you time frame?
3.2 to 4.4 years approximately.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's based on historical statistics, the last 100 years, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And you can have, and we could, you know, get into more technical aspects that probably be, you know, put people to sleep. So we'll skip that. But generally speaking, that's a good time frame.
Okay.
So the genesis of the pension track was to first capture these time frames. But like almost like building a pyramid, that was level one. And we said, okay, now we've built a logic process around staging clients' assets, you know, almost like liability-driven asset allocation, if you will, short-term versus long-term.
Oh, okay.
But what's that next level when you look at the complexity of people's lives? You know, how do we get to a point where, you know, you've got a business valuation in that business if it were sold, but there's a building that you would keep. In the building that you would keep, you know, so there's, you keep building complexity into the situation. Well, how can we quickly evaluate those things without having to build the first level of the pyramid again? So the concept of the pension track has been to grow to where incredible levels of complexity can be visually seen and manipulated in front of you so that we get these aha moments from our clients.
Let's get to that what if that you get to play on the pension track. We've talked about this before. Most business owners and really every individual are trying to figure out, how do I transfer from actively producing taxable income to get to the point where I can retire or semi-retire, where I have passive income to take care of my needs. And with your pension track, you can say, okay, if you work 10 more years and if these things happen, here's what it'll look like. If you work 15 more years, here's what it'll look like. And you can play those what if questions and help people visually see what might be there at each of those stages and make that decision. How long do I want to work? And how much money do I need after I finish working and go do other things? Isn't that really the question that everybody's after?
It is, and there's just a tremendous amount of variability in each person's life and circumstances and situation. And in order to really understand that, you know, you have to be able to grasp these factors far enough in advance to make good decisions. And really, I'll go back to my own personal situation. We have a wealth management firm. We are probably in the top 6% as far as size of independent investment advisors in the country. So we are a sustainable business.
Mm-hmm.
But in the industry was looking, saying, well, what's your plan? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? How are you going to transition and create a sense of permanence around your business? And so quite frankly, you know, we've not only developed this application, but we also are living it too as business owners. So to be able to present to someone, you know, business owners make great decisions when they have enough information.
Mm-hmm.
And if your specialty is running a law practice, or it's a small manufacturing business, or some other, any business really, you have skill sets that have made you successful at what you do. That may not apply to taking into account all the other variables that come into play when you're trying to make a decision about what does my life look like 5 years from now. Or even, quite frankly, as we know, Tom, in that period where they are making a decision or they are selling their business, am I getting, is this transaction going to allow me to do what I want to do with the rest of my life? And to be able to present that just allows every good businessman to make better decisions because they've been given enough information to do so.
Sure, and you and I have both found that the first thing we have to do with a busy business owner is say, let's take a time out for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, and let's talk about retirement. What does that mean to you? And how much, what do you want to do in retirement? And how much money do you need to do it? And then what are your assets valued at? What is your business worth? What is the business real estate worth? What's your pension or 401k worth? What's your IRA worth? And it just has layers upon layers upon layers. Then you have to ask the question, okay, what are the legacy issues? What would you like to do for your children and grandchildren? And this thing just gets increasingly complex. And I think maybe the vast majority of business owners just haven't taken the time to think about, where am I going? What do I need to do? What are my goals? Because they're so busy running the business every day. So if we can get them to take a time out and start asking some of those questions and then plug all that information into this fantastic pension track, now they can sit down and they can say, wow, I thought I was on the right track, but now I know what I need to do. And it's a real eye-opener for most of them.
Yes, we do. We experience that. It's like these aha moments where you can see all of a sudden the nature of the conversation changes. I mean, I just have to be candid and say being a part of the financial services industry is sometimes something I'm proud of and sometimes I'm less than proud. And it's probably because a great deal of this business has to do with like convincing folks that you're going to manage their assets better than somebody else would. And I just think that the ordering of that question, that question should be off the table if you're about wealth management. It's you want someone that can do your asset management well, competent. You are not going to hire someone that's going to be right all the time. But when the client comes in, you've got this little healthy skepticism because the industry has been so much around sales. We don't, as an advisor, we're just fee-based. So there isn't a product sale at all. What we're trying to do is, again, give our client an understanding and confidence around their financial life that perhaps they haven't experienced before. And that's where you get the aha moments, because the conversations aren't around asset management, which is, quite frankly, where our firm gets its revenues from. That will come if
but
it's
that's
appropriate.
The basic entry level of being in financial advisory.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
It's how do we specifically, if we look at ourselves as like a CFO of our clients, and how do we present them with enough information so they, as a chief executive, can make the 30,000 foot decisions that get them to where they hope they will be financially or professionally or personally?
Well, and I find it amazing. I don't think I'm all that uncommon with the small business owner population, but just the idea of passive income just seems like such a foreign concept to me, that at some point everything I'm doing will turn around and support me without having to run madly, without having to, you know, spend every minute of every day going, oh no, what's coming in next?
Yeah, are we going to live long enough to get to that passive income? And where do you get that stuff?
I know. And right. How do you figure it? You know,
well, and that's. And I think, Sam, you're saying it just perfectly for how most people have lived their lives. Because if you own a business and if you are generating income, you are training yourself over a period of 30 years mm-hmm. to view money as something you accumulate without really, you know, making that transition to something that's going to have to be distributed or
right.
to be used, right?
It's like, no, mine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't golf much, and it's not a pretty sight. And you don't want to be standing in front of me when I hit the ball. But I love golf. It is an analogy for life. If you are used to just chipping onto the green, and you're not in any sand. You chip onto the green. You've chipped on the green 500 times. You're actually getting pretty good at chipping on the green. Now you go in the sand, and it doesn't. That's as dramatic a shift as it is from accumulating wealth to learning to distribute wealth. And so now, when you're in the sand for the first time in the later part of your life, so where you really want to get it right. It's not like we have 90 years to live life when we're getting ready to move to that next place. We have a much shorter time. So,
and we don't have a long learning curve.
Exactly.
And it's brand new. I see where you're
right.
going.
But we've had 30 years of being responsible for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And now somehow we have to shift to a trust around advisors to advise us to something where in our lives we've really depended on ourselves. It's a dramatic challenge for people. And that's why we've gone to the pension track, because we say, look, this is your life. We just want to give you the information in a fashion where we can manipulate the critical factors in a rapid enough fashion for you to see the various circumstances that can occur so you can get comfortable around all of the options that are available to you for all the hard work you've done in your life. It is not about us. We just need to give it to you in a way that allows you to continue to be a good decision maker and, you know, get out of that sand trap pretty rapidly the way you want to.
You know, Tom, you've interviewed hundreds of business owners, as have I, but I think these days the business owners are running so fast and they're in a survival mode and they're looking for new clients and they're looking to sell product and they're looking for it's today, maybe tomorrow, and they've got the blinders on, and all of a sudden another year passed and then another year passed. And you ask them, how are you doing in business? Well, pretty good. What are you going to do next year? More. And they're not even thinking about this passive income thing. They're just thinking about survival, and they're pouring the money back into the business, and the business is the biggest asset.
Right.
Now when you come to pension track and you start talking about passive income, they are in the sandbox, because when they have that big liquidity event, probably the biggest one in their life, now what do you do with that, and how do you protect it?
Right.
And they haven't really been there before, because most business owners sell one once, and all of a sudden, now they've changed. They're off the grass. They're in the sand.
Correct.
And what do you do with it? And I've seen this in action. You can project what that's going to look like, and start giving them some ideas on how do you live with money now that you've had that liquidity event,
right,
instead of just pouring all your money back into that business. And it's really a dramatic mental change, isn't it?
It is. And that just a slight correction is that most people on a golf course are not in a sandbox. They're in a sand trap. But
okay.
Hey, if you thought I was going to let that Yeah, exactly. If you thought I was going to let you go with that one, there's no way. That was that's too much of a layup. I had to take that.
Sam's right. We were talking about my little granddaughter on the way over. So that's where the sandbox
came from. That's funny. But yes, and I think you said two things that are really good. Is that number one is that that when you get to this point of transition, you over years of experience, you learn to grow your business, what decisions make you successful. But when it comes to selling, you only get one chance. So you want to make sure that it's right in the best way, or it's optimized. And the best way to optimize is to understand all of the variables, not only about the business valuation, but about what you're asking that business to do for you moving forward. I mean, I think that's a really critical point. The other thing is that you said business owners tend to pour money back into their business. And I will be the first to say, great idea, because you are controlling that business.
Hopefully.
Yes, correct. And there are people that have not done it well. True.
Maybe reacting to the marketplace, but they pour it back in and they build their business.
Correct. And the successful business people, if you can get a 15 or a 20% year after year growth on your business, good
nice.
For you. You know, keep doing that. But at some point, is it wise to say, I'm going to put 85% of what I could put back into the business, and I'm going to start to get dry powder over here so that I'm less reliant onto that transaction. So you're hedging your bets a little bit, but you have to be able to visually see the impact of starting to transition less money into the business when you're getting to that point of making a transition or a sale. And again, it's around being able to see the impact of not making that decision as well as the impact of making that decision.
Sure, and with pension track, you can show them both sides of that. You can say, okay, you're doing this with your business, and hopefully your business increases in value. But if we start pulling out 10 or 15% per year and we accumulate it over here, you can build that in and show them what that means over a period of time and how that's going to affect both now and the passive income, the retirement stage.
Correct. And then take the very, it's all about the assumptions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's keep inflation high. Let's keep rates of return low. Let's keep taxes high. Let's keep consumption high. Let's compress this. We call it stress testing it, you know. Let's really make this challenging to succeed so that we can understand the kind of pressure we're putting on both the business assets and the liquid assets to do what we're asking them to do. And you're right. Again, it comes back to that opportunity to see things perhaps with greater clarity than you have before. And that's kind of the objective. Quite frankly, there, you know, we may have someone come in that isn't intent on selling their business for 5, 6, 7 years. That doesn't matter. It's not about the transaction. It's about starting to develop or make the decisions over whatever period of time is present from this moment forward to make sure that we're making the best decisions possible.
So it's a decision-making tool.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you show them, it sounds like you've already filled in all the variables and shown where they could be going up or down or where the changes might happen in the marketplace or in that market cycle. And then they can see what decision would probably be wisest for them. But you're actually, it sounds like you're giving the business owner the ability to make a wise decision as opposed to giving them recommendations from your experience base. You're actually saying, this is based on my experience base, but here, you take a look now.
Correct. And the you know, it's kind of, we've spoken in previous pods, and I think, you know, it's a good thing to tie these together. And one of those discussion points was the willow branch. You know, if you're holding a willow branch in your hand, and you move your hand a little bit, the thick part of the willow branch doesn't move much, but the end might be whipping because there's more variability out there, that there's more possibilities. What we want to be able to say to our clients is, look, let's look way back, way out to see what things look like, where more of the variables are.
Mm-hmm.
But that ability to see far out will allow us to make better decisions close in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the objective. You can't get away from the short term.
Tom, let's talk about it. You've got a new client, maybe 50 years old, owns a business, has some other assets. How do you go about the process of compiling the information to make this pension track work?
Well, we take, you know, there, that again gets into the complexity of the situation. You know, you've got a business, it's got sales of $2 million. It's businesses of that type are trading at 2.5 to 3.2 times gross. And you've got
One of,
aren't you getting
These are assumptions. These are assumptions.
Right.
Okay.
And it could be
sold.
Yeah, it could be one time. Some businesses are one time. So whatever those multiples are, we take that into account. We look at, are there real estate assets? What type of real estate is it? Is it an office building? Is it an industrial building? What is the value of that? How much revenue is being produced off of that building as an income stream?
So you're collecting up the asset data.
Correct. All the asset data. And then we can take each one of those particular assets and place different assumptions against it. You know, the buildings in an area where really they're not even appreciating. They're just lucky to hold their value. So we're going to put a zero assumption on growth of the asset itself, but yet it's in a sale leaseback might create an income stream of X thousands of dollars a month for 5 years before the building is sold, or maybe there's a new lease that comes into play. So you take each one of these components and you make specific assumptions about what it is going to be doing in a period of time, and then you say, okay, that's good. And then you move on to the next thing. I'm going to sell the business and I'm going to get a cash portion and then an earn out over 5 years. So
you interview the client and find out what would you like to do?
Correct.
And then try to build that in?
Correct. You know, is an earn out the best possibility, or do you just want to do a cash transaction?
So you suggest options, or you build those options in?
We build those options in.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, in the case of working with someone like Tom,
mm-hmm.
Tom may, from his experience, come back and say, look, at the most likely type of sale that would occur here would be partial cash, partial earn out. So let's build those assumptions in, and we can then move those back or forth or up or down depending on, you know, as we go through this process of ascertaining what all these different components can do for the client.
Once you have a what if, I'm you know, and you've settled on the person, your client decides, this is what I'd like. You know, this is actually the path I want to take. Do they get a report? Do they get something, takeaway?
They do. Actually, the pension track, I'm a firm believer that you got to know where you started at all times.
Okay.
So the pension track is a relatively concise document that has 6 or 7 pages to it that is very specific, that once we've done that, the client takes with them, but we can update at any time. You know, if there's other factors in place, what about this? Geez, I just found out I have this aunt that's going to leave me $400,000. What impact does that have on things? So we change that either every 6 months or every year. We can update that depending on the change in circumstances. But we always leave that stake in the ground. We can go back to that same pension track that says, here's where we started. These were our original assumptions. Where are we today and how much change is there from those assumptions?
So this is like an annual checkup as you're investing the funds and working with the client and so forth. And once a year you sit down and say, okay, what's changed? Let's plug that into the pension track and see how that's changing the whipping end of the stick out there, and then make some smart, educated decisions about what should we do from here in order to achieve our goals.
Correct. And to be a little bit of a cynic around this industry, there are times when you go into a firm and what you get is a 3-page book that tells you the definition of an IRA and when you should consider a Roth conversion, and you've got little standard boxes where a number will be filled in based on these assumptions.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that, yeah, I've got a couple yellowing in my closet from when before I was a client to this industry, before I became an advisor. And it simply is, it's a little bit of garbage in and garbage out. And that isn't where good decisions are made.
Mm-mm.
Those books, when you leave, are an intimidation factor. Walk out of there going, I'm an idiot because I don't know what's on page 42. And that's not what we're supposed to do. It's really important in this business as an advisor to give clients the information that they need, not the information that they don't. We don't need to impress our clients with the knowledge that we have. We need to give them those pieces of data points that affect their lives. You know, we can't do this from Wall Street down. We have to do it from the client out. And every client's situation is different.
Tom, I've seen this in action, and it's really built with the client in mind. You're not trying to plug them into some kind of mode. You're trying to say, okay, let's see who you are and see where you want to go and what you want to do. And here's, this pulls it all together so they can see it in an easy to understand way. And so that they can have some confidence in where they're going in life. Any final comments on pension track?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you've seen it. I should say thank you because you've seen it, and I know that you, as a firm that helps companies sell their businesses successfully, I know that you recognize the value of the tool. I would just say that don't forget that. You know, it's only a universe of one. Your life, everyone's life is unique. There may be some things that are similar, but everyone's life is unique. And don't give up the desire to have a tool that allows you to understand just that life.
Tom, this has been fascinating. And Sam, I can tell you from personal experience, I've seen Pension Track in action, and it's a fantastic tool. And the clients really love it. But we're out of time for this podcast. So I'm Tom Lyons, and for my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Jorgie Jorgensen, I'd like to thank Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management for being with us on this segment of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.